All right, Shabbos, say good morning. Good morning. Let's begin. We have a very special sponsorship this morning for the Daf, in honor of new beginnings, the honor of beginning of Maseches Nida, beginning Parshas Bereishis, and Baruch Hashem, the Sonnenschein family, Rabbi and Mrs. Sonnenschein, are thrilled to announce the birth of their first grandchild, right? A grandson born last night to Noam and Rebecca. Mazel tov, shebizocha lachniso berviso sha'av mavinu bizmano, and the gadol l'torah l'chupa l'masim tovim. Mazel tov. And we'll say, of course, to our Talmud Torah sponsors for the month of Tishrei, to Jacob and Julie Blumenfeld, for dedicating all of the shiurim and drashos this month in memory of the Ilui Nishmas of their grandmothers. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, the Neshamas will have an aliyah and the family's a Nechama. And I both say, let's begin. Maseches Nida. So first of all, Baruch Hashem, it's wonderful to see a few new faces. Make sure if you are a standing member of the Shir that you welcome the new guys. No hazing or anything like that. It's the last Masechta. We'll take it easy on them, Emir Hashem, really. A welcome to those who are new. A welcome to those who are returning. Baruch Hashem, you know, the beauty of a brand new Masechta is an opportunity. It's like a hischachus, right? We'll talk about that a little bit later. But a hischachus, a renewal, a new beginning. And the Mirtz Hashem is very exciting to think that this is our last Masechta in this current cycle of the Daf, that the next Siyum we make in Mirtz Hashem, well, hopefully we'll make a Siyum on the Masechtos that we still have to catch up on. But the Mirtz, the next Masechta will finish, will the Mirtz Hashem signal our Siyum on Shas Bavli. Incredible. So we'll say with that, let's begin. An incredible Masechta ahead of us today. So Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Shammai Omer. So we'll say, the context, of course, over here is the halachos of Nida. Then we'll say just one word of Hakdama, although we're going to see this a lot in the Gemara as well in the next little while. Biblically speaking, there are two different concepts of Nida and Zava. Those concepts are different ideas. On a most basic level, the distinction between a nida and a zava sometimes is in the type of emission that a woman has, and sometimes it's all just a matter of timing. Nida, of course, is menstrual blood. Zava is categorized as some other type of emission. So what we're going to see is that sometimes the fundamental distinction between the two is just simply when the bleeding occurs. So today, I want to point out something else that's very important. Nida oraisa, hilchos nida, extends for 7 days. Which means a woman becomes a nida, she gets her period, however long she bleeds for, at the end of 7 days, she goes to the mikvah. There's no shivin akiyam, there's nothing like that. It's a 7-day period. Today, the construct of nida that we have of what we call five days of active bleeding and shivin akiyam, 7 clean days, is a merger of the concepts of zava and nida. The concept of shivin akiyam, 7 clean days, does not come up anywhere by hilchos nida. That comes up by hilchos zivos. So again, I'm just mentioning this to you. We're gonna do all of these sugyas, but just by way of hakdama, it's important to understand that. But we'll say, furthermore, when we think about hilchos nida, for us the ramifications ultimately is in the realm of marital intimacy. The truth is, when the Gemara tackles hilchos nida, there are other ramifications of taras. For example, again, if a woman who is a nida touches trumas or maestras, ultimately, again, that's problematic. So that's where our Mishnah picks up over here. So Shammai Omer, Shammai says, Kol anoshim dayan shaitan. All women, are both say dayan shaitan, literally means die, it's enough to establish them as a nida at that time. What does that mean? Take a look at the top Rashi. Shammai Omer, Kol anoshim dayan shaitan, says Rashi, Imra sadam, if a woman sees blood, die lanu. And we'll say there's one other piece, which is technically speaking, a woman becomes a nida at the moment that the blood leaves the mukar. The mukar is the uterus, right? So remember again, so the blood exits from the uterus through the cervix into the vaginal canal outside of the body. So ultimately, a woman becomes a nida as soon as blood leaves the uterus, which is exceptionally important because halacha lemaisa, even before blood actually exits the body, a woman is already technically a nida. So that's where a lot of this information, or that's where a lot of this machlok is going to come up. So look at Rashi. Imros Adam, if a woman sees blood, die lanu, im tetam et shumas utaras, shetiga bahen mishas ri'iyah ve'elech. So Beis Shammai said like this. So what's the million-dollar question? A woman sees blood. A woman sees blood. What happens, Rabbi Yossi? When do we assume, from what point in time, is she a nida? Right? Meaning, we know, essentially what we're asking is, do we assume that that blood must have been present for some period of time before? Or do we assume that she's only a nida from the time that she first discovers the blood? So Beis Shammai says, Kavan Hashem Dayin Shaitan is actually a kula of Shammai. Right? Shammai says, all women are established to be a nida only at the time that they see blood. Meaning, we don't assume that if she saw blood now, she must have been a nida also for what? For what? For some amount of time beforehand. So finish the Rashi. Im ras adam, dai lanu im titamet shuma v'taro shetigabam mishas ri'iyah ve'elech. So according to Beis Shammai, if a woman were to touch truma or taros, they would only be tameh if she were to touch them from the time that she saw blood. But anything that she touched before the time that she saw blood, ultimately, again, would not be problematic. V'lo aminan, ki hechi dahashta ishtachich dam bebeis achitzon, yihava batka nami mikamehachi havishtachich. And we don't say it like this. We don't say, well, listen, she's seeing blood now. But had she done a bedika, an internal examination, an hour ago, she also would have seen blood, bepashtos. And therefore, let's back up her nida status to an hour ago. We don't say that. We don't say that. Kol hanashim dayan shaitan. A woman is established as a nida at the time she sees blood, and there is no retroactive application of her nida status. Hillel Omer, Hillel says, Mipkida lipkida filum liyamim harbe. So we'll say Hillel comes along. Hillel comes along, he says, no. In fact, what we do is like this. Mipkida lipkida literally means from bedika to bedika. Look at Rashi, mipkida lipkida. Badka atzma be'echa b'shabesu matzasa Torah. Uliyom harevi badka matzasa tmeya. Chayshinan.
It's an incredible halacha.
Beis Hillel like this, to illustrate in the following way. Let's say she did a bedika on Sunday, and she was fine. I both said this is another piece also, which is, we'll get into the topic of bedikos. Why would one be doing a bedika on Sunday? We'll get into all of that, but for now, just you'll take the cases as they are. Woman does a bedika on a Sunday, and the bedika comes out totally clean. She does another bedika on Wednesday, and she sees blood. Beis Hillel says like this. Essentially, we have to back up her status until when? Until when? Till Sunday. Because the last time we know that she was a Tahora was when she did the bedika on Sunday. Anything past that, and then the next piece of information we know is what? Is what? She saw blood on Wednesday. So Beis Hillel says we are going to treat her, essentially give her suffek nida status from between Sunday and Wednesday. Right? That's what it means. Mipikida lipikida. We back her up to the last bedika. To the last bedika. And even Rabbi said, even if there is a lot of time in between, the two bedikos. So that's Machlokes, Shammai and Hillel. Not even Beis Shammai and Hillel, but Shammai and Hillel. Shammai telling us, Kol Anoshim Dayon Shaitan, that at the end of the day, a woman only becomes a nida when? At the time she actually sees blood. Beis Hillel saying, Mipikida lipikida. Ultimately, again, we back her, if she does a bedika now, her retroactive status will apply to the last bedika. Now, Bosse, I want to point something out, very important. Hillel declares her a nida misafik, which means, let's say again, between Sunday and Wednesday, she went ahead and she touched truma. So what's going to be the status of the truma? What's going to be the status? It's what we call tolin. So Bosse, tolin ultimately means what? Tolin means that halacha lemaisa, we go ahead and we suspend it. So we'll see. Tolin means, you know, we don't eat it, we don't burn it, we kind of leave it a little bit in this suspension. Good, fine. Chachamim. So we'll say third opinion. The chachamim say lo kidivreza ve lo kidivreza. So we'll say the chachamim say Shammai is wrong and Hillel's wrong. Right? Everybody's wrong. So what do the chachamim say? Ela ne'es la'es mema'etes al yad mepikida lepikida. The Chachamim say that, in fact, Rabbi say, what do we do? We go ahead and we use the lesser of the two. Either we back up her status for 24 hours or from the last bedika. So Rabbi say, listen to this. So the Chachamim, in principle, agree with Hillel in a certain way, namely, that, or I should say differently, the Chachamim disagree with Shammai. Shammai says, "Kol Anashim Dayan Shaiton," that when does one become an Ida? When she sees the blood. So the Chachamim say, that can't be. The blood was there. To ignore the fact that the blood was there is ignoring reality. So the blood was there. They disagree with Shammai because Shammai backs up her Suffolk Nida status to when? To when? To the last Bedika. So the, meaning essentially, Hillel, I'm sorry. It's right to the last Bedika. Right? Chachamim say, I disagree with both of you. We agree that you have to back up the status a little bit, but not. But according to Hillel, you could be backing up that status as we've seen for days. That's a pretty big chumrah. So the Chachamim say, what we'll do is we'll back up the suffix status to the lesser of the two, either mipekida lepekida to the last pedika or 24 hours. Whichever is the shorter of the two, that's me'is le'is, means 24 hours. Either the shorter of the amount of time since the last padika or last 24 hours, that's how much we will back up her status. To look at Rashi, lo kidivreza, shemachmer yosir midai, devade kuli hayamim rabim, lo mukmila, kosle beis harachem. So ultimately, again, so the Chacham will say, we don't hold like Hillel, because it can't be that the blood was contained inside of her for all of those days and didn't come out. Velo kidivreza, not like Shammai, who's too megal. I have to say, by the way, you should underline those words because you don't hear that too often about Shammai, right? That Shammai is a great megal. So therefore, I will say, this is the sheet of the Chachamim, the lesser of the two. So we'll say three-way fundamental machlokes. A woman sees blood. At which point in time is she considered to be a nida? Again, remember the ramifications over here that the Mishnah is discussing is not in the context of marital relations, but rather the context over here is in terms of her contact with certain sanctified food items that could become tame as a result of contact with a nida. So Shammai says, we don't back up anything, right? We assume that she's a nida when? At the time that she sees blood. Beis Hillel, or I should say Hillel, mipekida lepekida, she is the suffolk since the time of her last bedika. So everything she touched in between the last bedika and the present bedika, ultimately, again, is going to be subject to suffolk tuma and chachamim, the shorter of me'is la'is and pekida lepekida, the shorter of the two times of either within the last 24 hours or the time since the last bedika. Good. Next halacha. Kol yisha sheyesh la veses. So we'll say, so now we'll come to another interesting topic. Anyone who has a veses. So we'll say a veses. We're going to spend a lot of time on vestos as well. But for our purposes now, a veses ultimately means a regular cycle. Any woman who has a regular cycle, daya shaita. So now what the Mishnah seems to be saying is that the machlokes, the three machlokes over here, is only considering a woman who is what we call a veses she'ino kavua, an irregular cycle. So with an irregular cycle, a woman might not know when the bleeding started, but if a woman has a regular cycle, everyone will agree, daya shaita, that she's only considered to be a nida at the time that she actually sees blood. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says over ki isha sheish la veses kavua gimo pamim ubatka bishas vesta umatsasa tmeya. So we'll say Rashi also here over says, what's a veses kavua? Any woman who has established a regularity in terms of bleeding three times. Again, we'll discuss there are different types of vestos that a woman could have. Vamishameshas be'edim harizu kipekida. So we'll say furthermore again, and we'll discuss all of these cases in depth, a woman who before and after she has relations does bedikos. We'll discuss why someone would do this. Right? So this is after she has relations, she does a bedika. Harizu kipekida. This is considered to be a bona fide bedika. Umima'etes al yad me'es le'is. Va'al-yad mi-pekida le-pekida. And aloha le-maisa, this type of bedika satisfies the Chachamim's criteria. Remember again, Abbas, what was the position of the Chachamim? Omen finds blood. So when do we back up her status to? Right? The lesser of the two. Either within 24 hours, last 24 hours, or from the time of her last bedika. What the Mishnah is telling me is, a bedika that she did before or after relations ultimately counts as a bedika for these purposes. We'll discuss what the havamin is. Why would we think that a bedika for these purposes would not be good? We'll see in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Ketsa Daya Shaita. So the Gemara says, what's the case ultimately again of Daya Shaita? If you look at Rashi for just a moment, Rashi says, Veleka Lamimra Deme Kara Hava Hasam Devadai Oreach Bizman Oba. So we'll say, so this is interesting. So the Gemara says, what's the case of Daya Shaita? Let's illustrate this case of a woman who we would say Daya Shaita. Now, both remember again, what's the case where everyone agrees Daya Shaita? What's the case? Veses Kavua, right? If she has a regular cycle, everyone agrees Daya Shaita, right? There's no machlokis over there. So what's the case, for example? So the Gemara says, Keitza Daya Shaita, Haise Yosheves Bamita. She was sitting on a mita, but you know, mita doesn't just have to mean a bed. Mita can mean a cushion. She's sitting on something. Va'asuka b'taras, and she's involved in taras, whatever it is. She's kneading dough for challah or whatever. She's separating out trumas and maizos. Whatever she's doing, and what happens? Upirsha, she gets up. Virasa, and she sees blood. She sees blood. Now, both say, we'll discuss a lot of these cases. Where is she seeing blood? How is she seeing blood? But for our purposes now, she sees blood. Verasa, he tamea. So we'll say, from the moment that she sees blood. Now, again, I just want to point out, like, there's so many related halachos over here, because there are times that a woman sees blood, but lav dafka that we attributed to dam nida. So we'll see all the different. But again, she gets up, she sees blood. Verasa, he tamea. He tamea. She is Tame, in other words, she's Anida, Vehein Tahoros. But ultimately, again, that which she was engaged with, i.e., the Taras that she was engaged in, are Tahar. Our job will say, why are they Tahar? Why are they Tahar? Because remember again, we'll say, this is the case. Ultimately, again, of a Veses Kavua, right? A woman who has a set cycle, and therefore, again, Halacha Lamaisa. Or I should say, or this would be an illustration ultimately of Daya Shaita in general. Daya Shaita means she sees blood, her status changes as a result of seeing the blood. Her status changes now, the status is not backed up. So the Taurus that she was dealing with, just what, 2 minutes earlier, are absolutely fine, but she is Tameya. He Tameya Vein Taurus. Afa Bisharon Mitamele Meis Leis, Einamona Ela Misha'a Sherasa. So we'll say this is another very important idea. Even though we're saying now that according to everyone except Shammai, there is some idea ultimately again of backing up her status. This is a non-Dayashaita case, right? Even though again we talk about backing up that according to Hillel and according to the Chachamim, there is some level of retroactivity applied to her Nida status. That retroactivity is only vis-a-vis Taras. The retroactivity is not vis-a-vis the counting of her nidos. Remember again, so we said before, midaraisa. So remember again, how long is woman a nida? Midaraisa? 7 days. 7 days. I both say, whether she's bleeding for two of them, five of them, or seven of them, it doesn't make a difference, right? There's no yimei tar. There's no shivani, there's no nikim by biblical nida. So halacha lamaisa, the Mishnah just pointing out over here, when we speak about backing up her status, that's only vis-a-vis Taras. When it comes to actually counting her nidus in order to go to the mikvah, ultimately, again, that count begins when? When? From the moment that she sees blood. Good. Shabbosai. So what we're going to be focusing now for the remainder of the daf, ultimately, is this incredible three-way machlokes. So remember again, a woman is dealing with Taras, or was dealing with Taras, she sees blood. Assuming for now that we're absolutely sure that it's dam nida, it's menstrual blood. Okay, fine. So the shayla is, what do we do about her status in the last 5 minutes, 5 hours, 5 days? What is there a level of retroactive application on her status? Shammai says, quick chazar, Shammai says, no, right? Daya shayta. Daya Shaita. We'll say Daya Shaita just means she's only Anida right now, and that's it. There's no retroactive application to her status. Hillel says, Mi Pekida Le Pekida. Essentially, we apply Suffolk Nida status retroactively when? All the way back to when? To the time of her last Padiga, which I will say again, whenever that was, which is a pretty dramatic Shita, whenever that was. And Chachamim say, a little bit of a hybrid model, Chachamim say, the lesser of the time of either to the last Padika or 24 hours. Whatever is the lesser of those two, that's retroactive application of her status. Good. Says the Gemara, my time of the Shammai. What's Shammai's logic that he says, Daya Shaita? It's a good Shaila. So the Gemara says, Kasavar, Ha'emad Isha al Cheskasa, V'isha Becheskas Tahora Omenes. So Shama is very simple. It's the din of chazaka. Din of chazaka. People say a woman doesn't have an active chazaka of being a nida. A woman has a chazaka of being a tahora. So therefore, halacha lemaisa, again, until I know that she's bleeding, ultimately, again, her chazaka is that she's a tahora. I have no reason to assume that chazaka changed. Until when? Until when? Until it does. Until it does. Until she actively sees that her status has changed. Therefore, there's no reason to back up any level of her status. Hillel will say, Ki amar hamid davar al cheskaso. Hillel says, when do we say that something remains on its chazaka? Heichad deles le'reusa migufei. Hillel will say, when do we say that something ultimately, again, retains its chazaka until it changes? That's only, I will say, when ultimately the item remains intact. However, about isisa, in other words, heichad deles le'reusa migufei means when there's something not physically. There's something, as long as there's something, let me say in the positive. Hillel will say like this, I agree that normally we establish something on its chazaka, but when there's something in the object itself which fundamentally undermines the chazaka, then by definition you can't retain the chazaka. So he says like this, Aval isisa amadeis, kevan demigufaka chazya, lo aminan ukma achazkasa. So Hillel will say, listen, at the end of the day, this blood obviously came from her body. We also know that it's possible that the moment that the blood becomes dislodged from the uterus is not the moment that it automatically exits the body. Meaning it could remain inside for a bit, which therefore by definition Hillel says is you can't ignore that reality, and therefore it's impossible to say that there was no blood before this moment that she saw it. So this, the Gemara says, is the fundamental machlokus in Hillel and Shammai. Shammai will say, chazaka, chazaka, chazaka. She has a cheskas tahora until I know that it's changed. When do I know that it's changed? When she sees blood. Up until that point, she's tahora, and that's her chazaka. Hillel will say, no, only time you could say hamid davar al cheskaso. But essentially, here's what Hillel says. Hamid davar al cheskaso says like this. An item has a chazaka until acted upon. It's acted upon. When it's acted upon and something changes that chazaka, then ultimately, again, we say the chazaka has changed now, but not before. But when the item is not acted upon, says Hillel, but the item itself changes, so then Hillel says you cannot hold hamid davar al cheskaso. When it's the item itself that's evolving, in this case, the item being the woman, right? When the woman herself it's her body that is changing, her body that is evolving, you cannot say ha'amid davar al cheskaso. Incredible. So the Gemara says, really? We'll say, this is a great case. U'mashlami mikvah. We'll say, this is an incredible case. U'mashlami mikvah. Two lines, second line down, I'm a base. Why is it different in the case of mikvah? What's what happened in mikvah? Disnan mikvah shenindad v'nimtza chaser. We'll say, listen to this case. Somebody decided to measure the mikvah. There's always a guy like this, right? Always a guy, right? Somebody decided, right? He wants to measure the mikvah. And it turns out that what? The mikvah is deficient, right? The mikvah requires 40 sa'a of water. Somebody measures it. There's 39 sa'a of water. And I'm about to say, now, what's the shayla? What's the shayla? Right? Like, what? Here's what I know. I know that it's deficient now. The shaila is, what about everybody who used it or items it was used for up until now? So also listen to this. So mikvah shenim der v'nimtza chaser, a mikvah that was measured and it was found to be deficient, kol taras shenasu al gabov l'mafreya, bein birshos harabim, bein birshos hayochid, t'meos. Wow. So also listen to this. So the Mishnah says as follows, right? That halacha lemaisa, if you have a mikvah that was found to be deficient, and now whether the mikvah is in Rosh Hashanah or Rosh Hashanah, I will say the reason ultimately we're making this distinction, although we're not getting into this now, is in general we say that Safek Tuma Birshus Hayochid is Tamei, and Safek Tuma Birshus Harabim is Tahar. That's learned out from Sota. It's not relevant to our, I mean, of course it's relevant. It's not necessary for our purposes right now, so we're going to leave it on the side. We'll say what's relevant for our purposes is, what does the Mishnah say? Anything, anyone or anything that used that mikvah, retroactively, ultimately, again, is tummy. Right? Ultimately, again, Bishus is sitting in the Tameos. So ultimately, again, everything is going to be tummy. We'll say incredible. So essentially, what the halacha says is like this. Since we don't know when the mikvah became deficient, therefore what? We'll always treat it as deficient. Right? Meaning everything is going to have to be deficient. So both says, the Gemara says, this Mishnah poses a problem, l'shamay and for Hillel. L'shamay kashil l'mafreya. So both say, according to Shammai, this is problematic. Why? Because if Shammai was commenting on this Mishnah, you would expect him to say what? Dayan shaitan. When does the mikvah puzzle? When is it puzzle? Now. Right now it's puzzle. But the guy who used it 2 minutes ago, it was absolutely okay. So it's a shaila on Shammai. And even for Hillel, it's a kasha. We'll say, why is it a Hillel? Why is it a shaila for Hillel? The Hillel, kashya vadai. The ilu me'is le'is shabenida tolin lo'ochlin velo surfin. The ilu hocha t'mei vadai. We'll say it's shaila on Hillel also. Because remember, even Hillel, what did Hillel say in the Mishnah? Hillel said in the Mishnah that we're going to back up her nida status until when? Until when? The last Padika. But even so, what do we do with everything in that window between the present Padika or between the present moment and the last Padika? Suffolk. So I'll say Suffolk means, look, if it's Taurus, I can't eat it. I can't do anything with it. I'm not going to burn it. Tolan. Suffolk. Suppose when you look at this Mishnah over here, the Mishnah says what? What's the status of the mikvah and everything that was ever immersed in it? Vadai tame. So we'll say, so this Mishnah is problematic both according to, we'll say, first of all, you have to admit, it's so nice to get back into Gemara. Right? I'm just saying, like, you know, we say the Beis HaMikdash sugyas were incredible, were fantastic, but there it was much more like, it was much more reading. You know, this is, we're getting back into Gemara, it's great. So we'll say, so what do I do with this Mishnah? What do I do with this Mishnah? Remember, this is a Mishnah in Mikvos. What do I do with the Mishnah? Tush Gemara says, no. Hasam mishum di ikalameimar ha'emid tamad al cheskaso ve'imalo tavo. I'll tell you, the mikvah case is different, right, Rabbi Osei? Because every person who comes to the mikvah, let's just deal with people right now. Every person who comes to the mikvah is tameh. So Rabbi Osei, you go to the mikvah in order to change your status. So when there's a suffix in the mikvah, essentially what we do is what? We default back to the chazaka we know. What's the chazaka I know? Right? That it's tameh. That's tummy, right? So therefore, again, that's what's happening over here. I don't know what the status of the mikvah is. The truth is, I don't know when the mikvah changed. All I know is that now it's not good. Maybe it's not good as of 5 minutes ago. Maybe it's not good as of 5 years ago. I don't know. So therefore, anyone who ever used this mikvah will default back to their last known chazakah. Their last known chazakah is one of tumah. Hamit tummy al cheskas of the emalot tavol. Adrabo. The Gemara says, I can make just the opposite argument. Hamid mikvah al cheskaso ve'im alo chaser. I could say the mikvah also had, right? The mikvah had 27 hechsherim, right? So, and again, everybody and their mother came and blessed this mikvah. Right? So I'll say, the mikvah also had a cheskas kashrus, right? Meaning, I'll say, one thing I know for sure is what? The mikvah was kasher, right? We're not talking about now. What we're doing over here is I know the mikvah was kasher at some point in time. So why don't I say, the mikvah has a chezkas kashrus. When did the chazaka change? Now, right now. I found it deficient now. The chazaka changes now. So again, obviously anybody who would use the mikvah from this moment forward is not going to become tar, but anyone who uses it up until now is going to be totally fine. The Gemara says, you can't say that. Hari chaser lefanecha. You can't say that it has a chazaka of not being chaser. Because why? It's chaser now. It's chaser now. Tushin says, you can't say that. Hachinami haridam lefanecha. I don't understand. So, but again, you could say the same logic by the woman. So we'll say, the Gemara is suggesting, you can't say it just became chaser. Why? Because the Gemara suggests, like, that's not the Metzias, right? The Metzias is not that it just became chaser. The Gemara says, really? But Shammai, you use that svara by Nida, right? By Nida, you said ultimately daya shaita, even though there's blood here right now. You didn't have a problem saying the blood just appeared now, and you didn't feel the need to back up the status. To which the Gemara says, Hachinami hari dam lefanecha, hashtu dechazoi. Shammai will say, no, even though there's blood here right now, it just came out now, right? There's no reason for us to assume that that blood was lingering inside of her for some extended amount of time. Rather, if we see it now, we assume that it exit, that ultimately, again, it was dislodged from the uterus now. Hachanami, hashto dechaser. So I was there. Why can't we say something by the mikvah? Just say, again, there's a very simple way. The mikvah just sprung a leak. the last guy who used the mikvah, what do they call it? A cannonball, right? Did a cannonball to the mikvah. Right? I say, whatever it is, you can explain whatever you want to explain. But lemaisa, again, what the Gemara is saying is like this. If it works by Nida, it's got to work by Mikvah. So if you could tell me that Shammai, that Nida could experience an instantaneous change that was not present 2 minutes ago, then I don't understand why by Mikvah you can't go ahead and explain that as well. To which the Gemara says, Hachi Hashta, Hachi Hashta, Hasam Ika Lameimar, Chaser Va'asa, Hacha Mi Ika Lameimar, Chazoi, Va'asa chazoi va'asa. So we'll say this is actually very interesting. By the case of a mikvah, it is possible to say, and maybe even probable to say, that there was some type of gradual leak. Look at Rashi just a moment. So the Gemara says, chasar va'asa chasar va'asa. The Israeli lechazaka mikame hachi tuva. V'lo yadin al me'imas. Hilchach reyat fe me'isha. Shibo say, in the nature of the mikvah, the Gemara wants to suggest, is that the leak, or when I say leak, the diminution of the water was gradual, right? It was gradual. Lav dafka that it happened at once. That just seems to be a greater mitzias. Lemaisa, again, you can't really say that by nida. The Gemara says, look at Rashi. Hachami ika lemeimar hilchach ad shas mitzias dam lo israi chazaka v'ach tishtachach ash hashta. So Shammai will say, by mikvah, ultimately, again, it's possible that the loss of the water was gradual. So because of that, I actually don't know when the mikvah became deficient. Both said there's only one option, which is what? To declare everything that ever used that mikvah to be tameh. In the case of an isha, in the case of a woman, says Shammai, we don't assume that the exiting of blood from the body is gradual. It just happens. So because of that, Shammai will say, by nida I'll say daya shaita, but I don't have a problem with the Mishnah and nida that says essentially we have to treat this mikvah as pasul forever, because ultimately, again, the water may have been diminishing all of this time and just no one ever took note. To which the Gemara says, my kushya, dilma hagas chazise. So I will say, to essentially which the Gemara answers, even by nida, you could have a situation of a gradual blood flow. Look at Rashi. Hagas. Lashon Rabia. Shadam holich v'gadol v'domelo. So we'll say, the Gemara essentially answers that we're going to spend more time on this. But even by Nida, you could have a situation of a buildup, right? Of a buildup where ultimately, again, the blood is there. And both remember, as I mentioned before, once blood exits the uterus, even if it remains inside of the woman's body, that is still called damnida. And technically speaking, in that moment when it dislodges from the uterus, technically speaking, she is a nida. On a technical level. Again, we're going to get into all of this. So the Gemara answers, you can have a case. So you see that the case of Nida can be like the case of Mikvah. That both are gradual. Yet what? Shama, you're saying by Nida, Dayer Shaita. Yet the Mishnah by Mikvah is saying what? Everything since the beginning of time with that Mikvah is going to be Tamei. To which the Gemara says, you're right. Hasam, Ika Tarti L'Reusa, Hacha, Ika Chada L'Reusa. I will say, here's the difference. In the case of mikvah, there's what we call tarti l'riusa. There's two problems. I will say, what are the two problems? Number one problem, mikvah is deficient. Number two, the person who went into the mikvah was what? Was tameh. So essentially, when it comes to mikvah, you have two problems. Number one is the mikvah no longer has a cheskas kashrus, and the person who went into the mikvah has a cheskas tumah. So when you put both of those things together, it's hard to be metaher a person under those circumstances. Tarti l'riusa, look at Rashi just a moment. Tarti l'riusa, heme tamed al cheskas tumah. So number one, the person who used the mikvah was tameh. Ubecheskas tara de mikvah ika reyusa. And we're saying the cheskas tar of the mikvah itself is problem. There's no cheskas tar in the mikvah. So the person has a cheskas tumah. The mikvah no longer has a cheskas kashrus. You put that together, and it's hard to legitimately say that anyone who used this mikvah was kasher. On the flip side, hacha ika chad al reyosa. But on the other hand, when it comes to the case of nida, there's only chad al reyosa. There's only one quote unquote problem. What's the one problem? The appearance of blood right now. So Shammai will say, when there's only one issue, I could say Dayashaita. I can say the chazaka only changes right now. When there's two problems, right? The deficiency in the mikvah. The mikvah, remembering I will say, essentially, it's the mikvah lacks a cheskas kashrus, and the individual who used the mikvah has what? A cheskas tumah. You put that together, and it's a hard sell to say that anyone should be able to rely on that mikvah. Pretty incredible. We'll say another case. Why is this different than the case of the chavis? Listen to this. This is really fascinating. So we'll say, haya, this nan, haya bodek es ha-chavis, lihios mafrish ala. So let's listen to this. A person, now this is actually very interesting. We'll say, in this case over here, I like wine. Right? I see a lot of, right? I like wine. So we'll say, what do I have to do? Every time I open up a new barrel, because who opens up just bottles? Right? Every time I open up a new barrel, so we'll say, so the issue is, I have to be mafresh shumas and maestros. But, you know, again, I'm in the middle of the Suda, it's Shabbos, it's Yantav, I can't do shumas. So I have a great idea. I have a shumas maestros barrel. So I set aside an entire barrel of wine, and what I do is every time I open up another barrel of wine, I designate some of the wine in my truma barrel to be truma for the wine that I'm opening. Totally permitted. Again, assuming that there's proximity, it's there, it's minamuka, fine. So I'll say, so now watch this. Now, what do you have to be, if you're going to do this, what do you have to be careful about? You have to make sure that the wine in your truma barrel hasn't turned. You have to be very careful about that. So I'll say, so watch this. By the way, there's no question that when Mashiach comes, right, and basically we're always thinking all these things, there's going to be a market for this, right? Someone to maintain your truma barrels, right? Mamish, think of it. I want a commission. So the Gemara says like this. So the Gemara says, Hayabodik es achavis. So we'll see, here we go. I'm checking my truma barrel. Lios mafresh ala truma. So we'll say, so again, I've designated one full barrel as truma. So now, what's happened? So I'm going to say, now you see what's happened over here. I go to check on the truma barrel, and what's happened? It turned. So I'm going to say, what's going to be? So remember, I've been drinking wine like no one's business. So I'm going to say, see, here's the problem. I've been relying on that barrel, right, for a while. So I'm going to say, now, what's the shaila? When did it turn? So I'm going to say, remember again. Now, I just want to point out, you know, so the stakes here are a bit less than the previous cases, because again, really, my greatest shaila is, do I have to separate out truma again? Which again, is a rectifiable situation, but that's my shaila. I've been drinking wine for the last whatever amount of time. So when did my truma barrel turn? So watch this. So the Gemara says, V'achakach numtza chometz kol gimel yamim. So the girsa here changes to whether it's Rishonim or not. But kol gimel yamim vaday mikan ve'elach safek. So we'll say, so there's a fundamental machlokas as to what exactly this means. Take a look at Rashi. Kol gimel yamim vaday. Rashi says, plugta Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yoshua. So we'll say, there's a machlokas in the Gemara as to what exactly, 3 days of what. So listen to this. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Kol Gimel Yomim La'achra B'dika Harishona Shematza B'cheskasa Vada Yayin. V'yemar B'soch Gimel Yomim Harayze Truma Al Ilu Asmuchin La Kula Mitukano Mikan. Mikan Ve'ilich Safek U'truma Safek U'truma Hi V'yachsar V'yitro. So what Rabbi Yochanan says, that essentially from 3 days from the time of your last bedika, we assume the wine has not turned. Right? It takes wine a little bit of time to turn. So let's say I checked it on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. We assume that barrel is good. Anything after that, we assume the barrel turns, and therefore you're going to have to go ahead and re-separate out truma from a new batch of wine. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, Kol gimel yomim, kol dem bedika achrona shenim tzeis chometz, vadi chometz. Rabbi Yeshua says, no. It's essentially, if you checked it on a Friday, 3 days beforehand, we assume it already turned. So essentially, you both say, Rabbi Yeshua will say that from the time you checked, from the time that you found it, we assume that what? That it was vinegar already 3 days before. So anything we did the last 3 days. So we'll say, so they both agree on 3 days. So machlokes of 3 days as of when? Is it 3 days from the last bedika we assume it was good? Or 3 days from before this present bedika we assume that it was bad? Either way, says the Gemara, Kashu l'shamai. So we'll say either way, we'll say this poses the question to Shammai, because what does Shammai hold? What does Shammai hold? Shammai holds Daya Shaita. Let's remember again, Shammai's Shita always is that at the end of the day, Chazaka only changes when? Now. Chazaka changes now. So we'll say, here you see from the wine, we'll say either way, it's not Daya Shaita. So what does Shammai do with this? So you're going to see much of the same conversation now by wine that we had by mikvah. So Rabbi says, very simple. Rabbi says, the untithed wine has a cheskas what? Cheskas tevel. Tevel means untithed produce. So essentially, we'll say, in a case of safek, what do I do with my wine? Establish it on its last known chazaka. That's what you always do in a case of safek. What's the last known chazaka of my wine? Not of my truma barrel, of my consumption wine, right? What's the last known chazaka? Tevel. Tevel. So therefore, you're going to say, I don't know when my truma barrel turned. So therefore, just reestablish my consumption wine on its last known chazaka, which is tevel. Ve'emer lo niskan. Adraba. You must say just the opposite. Ha'emid yayin al cheskaso ve'em alo hichmitz. I will say the wine, meaning my truma barrel, also had a chazaka. What's the chazaka of my truma barrel? What's the chazaka? It was good. So why don't I say that my truma barrel has its cheskas wine until when? Until I know now I taste it and I smell it and I know now that it's vinegar. To which the Gemara says, Hare hichmitz lefanacha. You can't say that because look, the wine is vinegar now. And I must say, we assume that wine does not become vinegar instantaneously. Right? So because it does not become vinegar instantaneously, we have to back up this change for some amount of time, to which the Gemara says, Hachanami hare dam lefanecha, Shammai, why don't you say the same thing? There's blood in front of you now also, the woman blood. So why don't we say also that change doesn't occur instantaneously, right? And back it up some amount of time. Hashtu dechazoi. No, because Shammai will say by blood, we do assume it could be instantaneous. That if she sees it now, it's because she's bleeding now. But lav dafka, that we have to back up that status any amount. Hasam nami hashta hu dehichmitz. So why don't we say, I don't understand. So why don't we say that the barrel turned into vinegar just now also? I will say, remember, there must be in wine also that moment where it turns, right? Because again, wine is drinkable. Wine is drinkable under certain circumstances, even if it's not a premium quality wine. So there is that moment when it turns, to which the Gemara says, Hashtanu dechmitz, hachi hashta, hasem ikalamimar hechmitz va'asa, hechmitz va'asa. To which the Gemara says, that's not the derech of wine turning. Wine turns over time. So both say, so there is this hechmitz va'asa, hechmitz va'asa. There is this graduality. I don't know if that's a word, right? But there is this graduality. That ultimately exists. Hacha mi'ika l'meimar chazai va'asa chazai va'asa. So we'll say, but when it comes to nida, there is this ability to say that what? That halacha l'maisa, ultimately we don't see this any kind of graduality associated with it. She bleeds. And when she bleeds, ultimately again, she becomes a nida. Umay kusha. So we'll say, same thing as we said before, that's not necessarily true. Dilma hagas chazisei. I will say, remember again, when it comes to nida, there's also the possibility of graduality. Hagas chazise means that I will say sometimes there could be internal blood buildup, where the mice again, the blood is not exiting the body, but it is building up inside of the body. So there is that graduality that exists by nida in the same way that it exists by dam, by yayin. Yet I will say, yet Shammai is saying that by nida, Daya Shaita, yet what? When it comes to the barrel, he is agreeing with some level of retroactivity. To which the Gemara says, I'll tell you, Hasam Ika Tarti Reusa. Hacha Ika Chadal Reusa. Well, see, here's the fundamental difference. In the case of the barrel, ultimately, you know, both say, and same answer like we gave by mikvah. In the case of the barrel, there are two problems. Right? Tarti, what are the two problems in the case of the barrel? Problem number one, let's go through this. Problem number one? The barrel. Right? Problem number one is that my truma barrel is now vinegar. Right? That's a fact. Problem number two is my produce was tevel. So we'll say, so the same thing is, what do we say about the mikvah, right? What's wrong with the mikvah? Right? The mikvah problem we'll say was what? Number one, I have a deficient mikvah. And number two, the person who went to the mikvah had what? A cheskas tuma. You put those two things together and you have to back up the problematic status. The Gemara says just a same thing over here by the barrel of wine. Right now, I have a barrel that turned into vinegar. That's problem number one. And I know for sure that what? My wine was tevel. You put those two things together, and ultimately you have to back up the problematic status for some amount of time. By the case of Nida, however, ha-ha, ikachad l'riyasa. Now, we'll see, when it comes to the case of Nida, we only really have one problem, right? I only have one problem. What's my one problem? Rabbi Osei, remember again, the one quote-unquote problem is that she's seeing dam now. But there's no other issue. So I will say, so essentially what you begin to see is something really, really exceptionally fascinating. Shammai will say, I hold of daya shaita, essentially, when there's only one issue at hand. There's only one change to the chazaka. The moment, so again, so she bleeds, she had a cheskas tara beforehand, now she sees blood. We assume her chazaka changed when, according to Shammai? According to Shammai, when? Right now. When you have more than one problem bombarding the chazaka, then at the end of the day, we're going to have to back up the problematic status some degree. How much? Okay, subject to each different case. So in these cases of mikvah, where when you find the mikvah deficient, we have two problems, right? We have a deficient mikvah that doesn't have a cheskas kashrus, and an individual who had a cheskas tuma. In the case of the barrel, you have a barrel that now turned to vinegar, plus food that had what? A cheskas tevel. Even Shammai will agree that at the end of the day, you have to back up the status a little bit. So we'll say, so Barami Chavis HaMikvah. So we'll say, so now the Gemara is going to do something incredible. I think we're going to stop over here. But the Gemara now is going to contrast the two cases of Chavis, the case of the barrel of wine and the case of the Mikvah. We'll pick up and mess with this Gemara tomorrow. But I'll just tell you two quick things. First of all, I'll record the Parsha thought after the Shir. But I just want to point out something incredible, because you know the power of learning Gemara is Gemara doesn't just teach us halacha, but it teaches us also. About Hashgafas HaChayim. So we'll say, what are they really arguing about in the Mishnah? What are they really arguing about? We'll say, they're arguing about the dynamic of change. About the dynamic of change. Right? How does change occur? Right? So Shammai says that what? In Shammai's worldview, how could change occur? Instantaneous change. Instantaneous change. Rav Kook calls this Tshuva pitomis. Instantaneous change is possible. That a person could literally say, right now I'm someone different. Right now I'm someone different. I was someone else a minute ago, a second ago. But again, daya shaita. I will say sometimes in life you slam on the brakes and you say daya shaita. Enough. Right now, everything changes. Hillel and the Chachamim, what's their position on change? Gradual. No, change does not happen instantaneously. And even if change happens instantaneously, generally what? It doesn't stick. Real change requires a gradual metamorphosis of chazaka. And I both say that takes time. What's the machlokes, Hillel and the Chachamim? What's the machlokes? Hillel says, it could take a long time. Mipikida lipikida, right? Go back to the last bedika. The last bedika was 5 days ago. Change takes time. The Chachamim will say, it takes time, but not as much time. So we'll say, isn't it incredible? See, we think that they're just arguing in Huchos Nida, but it turns out that they're arguing in life. So everybody's saying, who's correct? So I should tell you that in Tshuva, Rav Kook, in Oros HaTshuva, in the third chapter, so he talks about this. He talks about Tshuva Pitomis and Tshuva Hadargis, right? There is instantaneous Tshuva and gradual Tshuva. And Rav Kook says, they're both right. Sometimes in life, a person summons up the courage to be a daya shaita Jew and literally go ahead and just slam on the brakes and say, you know what? This is it. From this moment forward, everything is different. But most times in life, ultimately, Rav Kook says, one requires a bit more of a gradual change. He happens to hold, Rav Kook, this is just an aside, that tshuva, he says, people sometimes ask, which is higher? Rav Kook says, I think tshuva pit omis is higher. The ability to summon up the inner courage, to slam on the brakes of life and to affect fundamental, profound, cathartic, metamorphic, instantaneous change, says Rav Kook, is the highest level of human accomplishment. The daya shaita, the tshuva pitomis. But whichever one is higher, we clearly see from the Mishnah that both are legitimate models, not just in Hilchos Nida, but in change as well. Tomorrow. I would say the shiur is going to be tomorrow afternoon. I think this Shabbos is the last week of afternoon shiur. Then we'll switch to a morning schedule. Shiur, I will say.